truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Did you see what's his name? Buttigieg.
Let's just call him Anakin Pete.
Did you see him in that hard hat and vest with safety glasses?
And he was wearing dress shoes, you know, which tells you the whole thing was just another put on.
Yeah, he was supposed to have steel-toed shoes if you're in a work environment. So he violated OSHA regulations there.
Yes, he did. Write him up. Yeah. Write a ticket right there.
He reminded me of 1988 presidential campaign, Senator Dukakis and that army helmet, that tank. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that one, yes.
Yeah, just not a good look. It's just phony as all heck. And I've had my problems with Trump, and I've voiced them on this network, but I just can't hate the guy. You know what I mean? There's people that are just nuts about, you know, hating Trump, but, you know, he raised people's morale there. And, yeah, he gave him Trump water, which is kind of a marketing ploy, but they gave him water. He, out of his own pocket, and the left is going crazy over it. I mean, they don't know how to respond. They are,
because they realize that Biden skipping Ohio and going to Kiev, the optics on that are really, really bad. And I'm noticing on social media, you know, there are a lot of very obvious Democratic shills who are out there still trying to say, well, you know, Biden didn't need to go to Ohio because that's Trump's mess to clean up, and that's why Trump showed up. He's, you know, he's trying to buy off the people of East Palestine for what he did, you know, with a Big Mac.
You know what he eats at McDonald's, his standard fare, is a Big Mac, a Filet-O-Fish, large fries, and a large vanilla shake.
Well, that's an invitation to a cardiac attack. Now, I'll be very honest, okay, every once in a great while, I will succumb to a Big Mac attack. You know, whatever the nutrition and health issues from McDonald's food, it does taste good.
I know. I've been having that craving, too, ever since watching the video last night. I've been thinking about it. So, McDonald's should give them a kickback on that. Hey, you know, Putin rides a motorcycle, or a three-wheel motorcycle, a trike.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's a Harley trike. Probably is. But I saw a picture of him in 2010 riding through Ukraine with a Russian Federation flag on one fender and a Ukraine flag on the other fender, taking a tour through Ukraine in 2010.
Yes.
So that shows that, you know, he's not obsessed with killing Ukrainians. He knows what's going on, and it's just, I'm sure that kind of triggered the Obama White House into action, just seeing him do that.
Yeah, it was that 2014 U.S.-backed coup that drove Yanukovych from power, because Yanukovych was very friendly with Russia. That's why Putin could go touring around Ukraine, you know, without a big deal being made about it. And NATO and the White House, they wanted Ukraine in the NATO sphere of influence. Yanukovych was not going to go along with that. He didn't want to join the European Union. And so they basically got rid of him and put in Poroshenko they put in a junta into Ukraine. And then when Zelensky came along, he started uncorking on the ethnic Russians in the eastern part of the country. There was the Odessa massacre, and at some point Putin is saying we have got to protect ethnic Russians, even if they're not inside our country. And we've seen the U.S. go off and invade other countries saying we have to protect the Americans that are down there. In fact, that was the public justification for the invasion of Grenada, was to protect those American students that were down there. The real purpose was to distract from the bombing of the Marine barracks in Beirut, which was a huge, huge embarrassment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But bigger than most people know.
Yes.
There was a former Mossad agent who wrote a book by way of deception. He said that the Israelis had foreknowledge of the event. And then the book was
Yeah, that's
cool.
Viktor Ostrovsky, and he lives here in the U.S. now, and now he's an artist. He has an art gallery. I think it's in Arizona somewhere.
I'll tell you what, Jews are very good at art and music and stuff when they put their mind to it. So in comedy and acting.
There's no question. You know, Jews are very, very bright people. They're just very predatory.
Yeah, and they're steered by a mafia, in my opinion.
Well, if you mean the Israeli government, I mean, you know, at this point, all governments seem to be acting like they're organized crime, especially in this country.
Yeah. Have you heard of David Ray Griffin?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course, yeah, I have.
He passed away recently, but some years back, he wrote a book, and it's called, oh, man, I had it right here, but it's not in front of me. But anyhow, he wrote about Cass Sunstein. The Cognitive Infiltration of the 9/11 Truth Movement, I believe, is a title.
Mm-hmm.
And Cass Sunstein was appointed by Barack Obama, and it was a very contentious appointment, to the White House Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now before that appointment, he wrote a white paper stating that the government needs to cognitively infiltrate the 9/11 Truth Movement.
I remember that.
Disrupted. Yeah. And so that email I sent you, if you haven't read it yet, yeah, this guy, well, I'm not going to go further into it, but he's very popular, or actually he's very heavily promoted by certain people. This guy, he wrote up an article saying that the entire January 6th trial is a sham trial. It's all a show. They're all actors, because there's veterans, people who have FFL licenses, et cetera, et cetera. It's very weak, but there's a lot of effort going out into painting January 6th as a complete hoax. And if you do that, then you let the government off the hook because no murders are committed.
Well, forgetting Ashley Babbitt.
Yeah, well, Ashley Babbitt, you know, according to this guy, wasn't killed either. She was a crisis actor, and her father's a crisis actor, and her mother and her husband.
Yeah, well, you know, the motto of the U.S. government is, if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. And that's what they're doing. I mean, we illustrated that earlier with the Mark Middleton story, where it was originally reported there was no sign of a gun anywhere around where they found the body, and now they're coming on out and say, oh, yeah, we were just being silly before. Yes, there was a gun here, and, you know, just take our word for it. But, you know, my message to the U.S. government and the corporate media is your word is worth nothing. Your word and $5 will get me a latte at the nearest Starbucks.
Yeah, just think about how many people have been murdered by the government over the years, going back to the Clinton.
Millions and millions.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for taking my call.
All right. You've got it. We're going to go to Richard in New York. Hello, Richard. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, BitChute, B-I-T-C-A.
Hello? Okay, you're cutting in and out, and I'm very familiar with BitChute. Okay, Richard, are you there? We seem to have a problem on the line. He's breaking up. Richard, can you put your mouth a little closer to the microphone and try again, because I am not hearing you.
Okay, there we go. Sorry, my phone messed up. So
So there we are.
BitChute.com, BitChute.com, and you go to news and politics and click all for, like, there's a little thing that says, like, trending and new, and then this is all. Click all, and then you scroll down and look for all the January 6th videos. There's new videos of January 6th, but there's one in particular. It's about 20 minutes long. And it's going over the cops and that. And there's a guy who seems like a rent-a-cop. Like, he was, like, just recently put in there and probably Antifa or something. And he's telling these other cops to not go down the stairs and line up because you're going to get messed up by the crowd or whatever. Now, mm-hmm. before all that, they're showing the cops continuously beating on the crowd, shooting off all types of little concussion grenades. And there's this one guy who winds up having a hole in his cheek, like the size of like a diamond, like a dime, I mean, like the size of a dime, roughly, maybe a penny. And it was probably from like an obvious, like, I don't know, like a pellet or something. But the point is that the one guy's like, you need medical attention. Here. Oh, let me bring you. And then he's like, and the guy, he's like, no. When he says no, he seemed worried, almost like he was told ahead of time not to ever go to the medics there.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if there's something going on there. And then also, when the other guy, the cop, I think he was a wannabe cop that was dressed up, who might have been officially there, technically, quote. But he goes up to a couple of cops and he tells them not to go down to the bottom stairs or whatever. I think this is before the crowd gets there or as they're coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he tells them that, if that's the case, and if it is so in the video that this guy is telling, this video should go viral, the one that I'm talking about, it's like 20 minutes, it's a really good mm-hmm. video. And so if it is the case and he's telling all these other cops not to go down there, who are the cops that are lining up at the bottom of the stairs? Also, when we get to it, if you look at the video, it shows about around 1 o'clock, the cops are at the bottom of the Capitol Hill stairs, and then people are starting to show up around 1 o'clock. And then by like 1:32, you see a good group there, probably thousands of people. And then by like 2:33, there's another big group that comes in. And it reminds me of military operation. You hold a line, a small line that's good and sturdy, good soldiers, to hold back a decent force. And then you wait for your other force, a bigger force, bigger than the force that you hold them back, comes behind them and takes them down.
Yeah, it's a Canadian.
So, it's a what?
It's an encirclement.
Yeah, so I'm very concerned that might be what's on that video, is that we're watching something like that happen. Because, again, the guy's telling them in the beginning, in the part of the video, that the protesters are coming up and not to go down there because it's going to get bad. So, right there, if those are the good cops, like cops that were like regular cops that would have like done the right thing, like that weren't part of anything, and that would give evidence that the ones that were holding the line were a part of it, doing the thing that they were doing. So, that's just my take on that. There's a whole bunch of January 6th videos coming out. The cops are obviously going to be pinned for everything, but there's got to be more to be looked into it. So, especially that one clip, it's like a 20-minute clip. Like I said, it's on BitChute. Go to News and Politics, and then just click on all, because it'll be there. They have all the videos. It's like, it's kind of slow with how many videos get put in there.
Yes.
So you'll be able to find it. So, but there's a whole bunch of them there, but there's a 20-minute one. I forget what it's called or whatever, but it's really good. So people should check it out. And then also I remember Pete Santilli was there that day, and Brooks Agnew said he was there. And then there was also somebody else on, I think, Real America Voice News channel. There's somebody that called into one of the early shows in the morning, a woman, and she was saying that her and her granddaughter were there and that there was something going on. And it seemed military-like, and they weren't sure, but it seemed almost like crowds might have been getting shot down or something. So there's a lot there that I've
there is a lot there, and, you know, I'm using BitChute these days. I stopped putting stuff on YouTube because they're starting to censor me over there. And I'm moving all my stuff over to BitChute.
I've been using BitChute since 2019 because I stopped using... I've been into the street movement stuff since, 2009, roughly. I was about 18, and that's when I first came across, like, some David Icke stuff, Mike Tesserian, Alex Jones, the first heard about the Illuminati and how they infiltrate that. And then from then, I've been doing this research or whatever, and the last 14 years now, the last five, I started watching the news. Before that, I never watched news, but the last 5 years, I started watching the news, and I've gotten a real good education, and I mean all the news. Like Al Jazeera, UK Sky News, not just MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, and then also RT, True News, all types of stuff. I know all the pretty much the top like 30 truth teller people that are all shills have been proven to be shills, or proven that if they're not shills, they've like kind of failed in the sense that they've fallen for some traps and gone with people that were leading them astray.
Yeah, there's a lot of that out there. There's a lot of attempt to trick independent media into making dumb comments or dumb stories and things like that. You have to be really careful. Anyway, Richard, thank you very much for the phone call here. And we're going to go to Dave in New York. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Dave in New York.
I just realized that it was a big issue. This East Palestine fire, the plume, I think they've scrubbed it from NOAA, I heard.
Yes, do you have
any idea of the plume path or where we can see that? I'm about 300 miles east northeast from there, and we're looking for signs here. There's no leaves on the trees. It's defoliated, but it's winter, so
yeah,
not a good indicator.
Have to find that. What you need to look for is any rainbow colored sheen on open water outside. And to look for, like, strange bird die-offs like we saw in Lexington, Kentucky. Again, finding out where the plume went, nobody's reporting on anything about that. They're pretending it's not a problem.
Really? So there's no information to be found on it? I'm going to check with Dane Wigington. Maybe we can check with him.
Well, if you find something,
weather.
Please send it along, because I'd like to know. I have family in New England, and they're very, very concerned about this stuff.
Yeah. And, Eric Coppolino said that in New Hampshire, he heard of some problems. I don't know, but, if we had access to health data, that may be something. But the very simple test might be just to measure the pH of standing water. We just had precipitation here, and... I don't have any history on that, but, acid rain is pretty well defined. And
yes,
I think we could minimally do that. I don't know about analyzing anything else at this point without sophisticated devices.
Well, finding the pH of the rainwater is fairly simple, doesn't take a lot of equipment, and it's a really good idea.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, thanks, Mike. I thought... appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. And we're going to go to Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, I may have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, you know how Trump went to Ohio, right?
Yes.
You saw that. Yeah.
Yep.
Mike, Ron DeSantis didn't go there, but you know how he can do a good job in countering Trump? Because I think Ron DeSantis wants to run for president, right?
Well, he's talking about it, yeah.
Well, you know what he could do is say, you know what? This war is ridiculous. Why are we backing neo-Nazi battalions with the blessing of Zelensky? So, effective immediately, I'm seizing Vladimir Zelensky's mansion. Of course, it's in Florida, right? He can do that.
Well, that's an interesting idea. That's a really good idea.
Yeah, he can seize his mansion. Because you know what? Where else does he have to go? Mike, you realize
I think he has a total of, over 10 houses in various places around the world, which it looks like you all got to pay for.
Well, yeah, that's why Joe Biden went there, because, he had to finish filling that suitcase so his wife can go. Remember when she went to France?
Yeah, I remember the shopping trip, yeah.
Mike, that was to one store she spent $40,000. I mean,
yep.
Like, during a war, who does that? People who don't give a F, right? So, I mean, it's...
Mm-hmm.
That you look, and that's the people, like, when all else fails, like, Zelensky's going to get on a plane and drag in those suitcases, like in Afghanistan. Remember? He left... What was the guy who left the suitcase in Afghanistan on the tarmac? Remember? He left, like, $25 million...
because the plane was overloaded and he had to leave one of the bags behind. I'm blanking on who that was, but I remember the story.
It sure wasn't me, Mike.
I would definitely not be leaving, a suitcase full of money behind,
How much weight do you think $25 million or whatever is in a suitcase dragging
it?
It
depends
heavy, right?
On the denominations of the bills. If it's $100 bills, it's so much. If it's $1 bills, it'll be a lot of weight. All right, listen, Dustin, stay on the line. I've got to put it on hold, and we'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadrepreciousmetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're finishing up with Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, just pick up where you left off.
Oh, Mike, I know Joe Biden fell the other day. I saw somebody falling, coming off the plane. Did you see that?
Yeah, but nobody knows who that was. But, yeah, Biden was walking up the stairway to Air Force One, and he took another stumble here. This just days after the official White House doctor said that Biden's in great shape and, you know, he is perfectly fit to fulfill the duties of the presidency. Of course, they did not include a cognitive test in that.
Well, Mike, screw him. Are the stairs okay?
Well, those stairs do tend to be steep, you know, but if you're in reasonably good condition, it shouldn't be a problem. And, you know, again, it's an indicator that, you know, something is not really functioning correctly in Biden.
Well, I saw a video of Putin running down the stairs like a couple of weeks ago, running down the plane, and he was running down like he was on like a Stairmaster or something. Like he was... I mean, how old is he?
Oh, yeah,
he's
in great shape.
Yeah, I mean, well, Mike, maybe it's because, like, of, like, the Biden is so corrupt it has rotted his body, you know? It's pathetic, I mean.
It could be, right? You know, it could be. Well, no, it's basically he's old. And, you know, speaking from personal experience, when you get older, things don't work the way they did when you were younger. And that's just part of life.
If I still have time, Victoria Nuland's been making around. Did you see she's
Oh, yeah, I've been seeing that. Yeah, something's in the works if she's out there poking her head up out of the horizon.
You make Hillary Clinton look like an angel.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, I don't know, man. Between the both, I'd say Hillary Clinton's like 1 point above Victoria Nuland. But, I mean, Mike, let me ask you something. I mean, we are in World War III. World War III, guys, doesn't mean nukes are being launched, but we're in that World War III situation where we're in some trouble. I mean, we are
in some trouble here. Yeah. And in Victoria Nuland's case, she may just be getting off on the power she has to send millions of people to their death. And, you know, that makes her very, very dangerous.
Mike, you know, I'm going to be like Tom. Real quick, one more thing. Not
okay.
Colombo, though, Mike. Not Colombo, though. Mike, on the MIRV warhead, okay, well, you know that missile test thing from CNN was bogus because they would never do that when Biden is...
They were out there saying the missile failed. We've got nothing to worry from Russia's Sarmat. You know, they had a test and it failed, and of course that was a complete lie. Anyway, what about the MIRVs?
Well, I'm saying, like, MIRV, the Sarmat, they can do 15 MIRVs. Do you know the kiloton range? I know it can do 800 kilotons, but I don't know
the Sarmat, what I heard was it can carry 12 of the smaller nuclear weapons, you know, in the 50 kiloton range, or 8 of the larger ones that are getting up to 100, 200 kilotons yield.
What about the Avangard? Because if a sub is off 250 miles off the coast, and they have a Zircon.
Yes.
Like, isn't that like a 5-minute flight time to like the Pentagon or something?
Even less than that. You know, we're talking supersonic. We're talking hypersonic, actually.
That's all I need to know, Mike. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And we're going to go to Tom in Florida. And Tom, I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Mike. Wow, a lot to get to here. First off, to Dustin, I want him to know, I think DeSantis is not going to beat, he's not going to beat Trump in the GOP for the nomination for the GOP. And besides, what they should maybe do is do an unprecedented thing that hasn't been happening. Trump and him should unite as a one ticket. Him being the vice president, Trump being the president, he'll groom him for 4 years and he can be president for 8 years. That's a smart thing to do.
That would be a smart move. But at this point, Trump is falling into some very bad political traps. He did well going to East Palestine. But I'm not sure that Trump is being as smart about politics as I was hoping he was going to be after learning the lessons from his first term in office. So I'm not going to make any predictions about the 2024 primaries. I would have no problem with DeSantis becoming the Republican candidate. The Democrats are probably more afraid of him than they are of Trump, because DeSantis has just taken a meat axe to the liberal agenda.
Well, Mike, I agree. But, you know, Mike, we got to look at the main political issue that's going on in our country is illegal immigration. And they both agree and they're on the same page, DeSantis and Trump. So
yes.
I think that's the way to go here. And I think that's because now the American public's seeing everything in this nonsense of this nincompoop that we got in there, this dumbling, beady-eyed buffoonery of Biden, what he's doing, all these wars, Mike. You know, and we got this Pete Buttigieg. You know, they have him on. I quoted the other day saying he lost his train of thought.
Yeah, poor choice of words on that part, you know.
I mean, what is that? I mean, what nonsense. We got nincompoops. And now, Mike, here's what I really call the show about.
Tom, stay on the line. Stay on the line. I got to put you on hold. We'll be back after these few words.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the pandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the Snowflakes, and
stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
And we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me. This feels like heaven.
You're listening to RBN, in defense of the Republic.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And welcome back to our show. We're talking with Tom in Florida. And Tom, take it away.
Well, yeah, Mike, I want to get on to this issue here. You know, Mike, we've seen all these demon rats, like Hillary Clinton and all these demon rats. I wonder how they're feeling right about now that Harvey Weinstein's just been sentenced to 16 years in prison for rape and all that. Mm-hmm. And all these Democrats are hugging him and holding him. And, oh, he's the greatest producer in Hollywood. And what you know, I think of all these schmucks, and the filth that's going on with the cabal. And yet these people still have all this money. They have all this power. And they're all creeps. They're cretins. And they're getting away with bloody, filthy murder. They got away with they stole the election from Donald Trump, number one.
Mm-hmm.
They brought it to this COVID nonsense, number two. And number three, we're getting ready to go to World War III because they're going to be poking the bear, and the bear's going to lock their head off.
Yeah.
Now, we need to stop this insanity with all these leftist, 2% Marxist, Bolshevik communists that are running our country. And how dare, Mike, that we, the majority of males and females of this country are allowing this to happen to our country. It's absurdity to me. And, Mike, the other day I was telling you, you know, they're talking about reparations for slavery. I say every white Caucasian in this country can prove that they've been here 100 years, and all of us should call into Washington. And we all should demand that we get $1 million for each one of us.
Mm-hmm.
That have been in this country over 100 years. And our families have been paying taxes since it started and all that. Not to went to wars. Our families went to war. Who in the hell does this government think it is giving illegals all these houses and all that when he can't even take care of its population and made everything? That gave us all the breweries and all the machinery and all the other nonsense we got in this country. Mass-produced assembly lines and all that. We're not getting rewarded. What do we get rewarded with? High taxes? Crime? I mean, Mike, you got illegal aliens that have more guns in L.A. than they do in and some of the almost the military have, I believe. You got this bumbling idiot.
Yeah.
You got this bumbling buffoon that left $85, $87 billion in Afghanistan, Mike. If Donald Trump would have done that, they would have hung up. They would have put him in Leavenworth. If Donald Trump would have did what Biden did with Afghanistan, Mike, you know the media would have attacked him so he bitterly resigned, like Richard Nixon did. This is all run by Mike. How in the H-E double toothpicks does a guy like that, Dick Blumenthal, become a senator when he's lying his ass off and never was in Vietnam? My oldest brother's like it. Told me you like to jack his jaw, Mike. We're lying like that. This guy's a United States senator with that big nose of his, wondering, walking around lying his ass off, and all these stupid Caucasians up there are falling for that nonsense. And this guy's an ultra liberal, and we're embracing homosexuality and abortion is a wonderful thing. I mean, come on, Mike.
Well, we don't know who's voting for him. This gets back to the issue. We cannot trust the results of the elections in this country. You know, we go through this little ritual of voting, and it goes into these computers, and then the computer comes out and says, we have been programmed to tell you that these are your new leaders.
You know, Mike, it's unbelievable, exactly. I remember, Mike, during election night, Donald Trump in Michigan, the state of Michigan, I'll use that as an example, he was up by 287,000 votes. This is like 1:30 in the morning, Mike, okay?
Yeah.
I went home, and I had a nod out because I was real tired. Then I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Biden is up by 28,000 votes in Michigan.
Yeah,
in an hour and a half, he gained almost 350,000 votes, whatever that one was. I figured, oh, Trump's got Michigan and he's going to win the election. Well, see, if it would have carried Michigan, then I thought the other states would maybe fall in. And then, Mike, it was unbelievable how they stole this thing. We're still taking this narrative of the filthy Kabbalist lie in the debauchery of all this, Mike, the debauchery of all this. This is not.
It's really ugly. It's really ugly. I mean, I was very surprised in the last year's midterm elections to find out my father had voted Democrat, and it came as a real shock because he never would have done that when he was alive.
Unbelievable. Exactly. I hear you, Mike. Well, you know, there's so many dead people that voted this last election. We don't know what to do. Of course, you got all the illegals voting. That's why they're all bringing them all in here so they can vote, Mike. You know that, like you've been saying for years. They're bringing all these. But, you know, Mike, here's the main thing we got to look at. And here's another reason I called. Is because what's going on with Russia, seriously, Mike, you know, the United States does have some major weapons that probably we've never even heard of. But I'm sure the Russians have them too, Mike. And how many weapons do you actually need? But we're hearing about how much bad stuff we have, you know, the great arsenal. Russians have an arsenal too, man. They're Caucasians, Mike. They have a Caucasian persuasion.
The Russian and American nuclear arsenals are fairly well balanced. If all of those bombs were set off, it really would be the end of life on Earth. Except
absolutely
for the cockroaches.
We don't need that, Mike.
Cockroaches tolerate radiation.
Exactly, yes. Well, that's what's going to end up happening, Mike. But, you know.
Well, yeah, so a million years from now, the cockroaches are building space shuttles and space stations.
Well, exactly. And they'll take over for the dinosaurs who were here before us. But whatever. I just think, Mike, the whole thing has been treachery. That's what I'm going to use, treachery, of what we allowed as the majority. The guys here listening in your audience on RBN, we're the majority, Mike. We don't know. We're supposed to be the gasoline. We're not, but that's also shouldn't be telling us what to do. That's the problem here. And that's what's going on. And what's happening, Mike, is if we don't stop it, we are going to have, forget Russia, forget China. We have an internal problem right here inside our borders.
Yes,
that's
we do.
Real issue, Mike.
Yes,
okay,
we
this
do.
This is a real internal problem here. And like Marco said the other day, he went a wonderful call. You know, they're bringing these people in here, Mike, that literally are going to be trained and to go against us. Here, Mike, I give you an example. A lot of these, where they come in, they're taking over the police forces of the United States in California, in Florida. I mean, and you think, who knows what their real mindset is? What is their modus of operandi here, Mike? What do they really want? What's the gain of function here? Function is to take us, the White Caucasians, right the hell out of here. That's what I think.
Well, you know, they're literally being bribed and encouraged to come into this country, and their home countries are probably very glad to be rid of them. Because, you know, people who are doing well in their home countries, they're not going to make the trip to the United States. They're perfectly happy where they are. What we're getting across the border are people who couldn't make it in their home countries. We're getting people who are fleeing prosecution. There's that guy that's wanted for murder. They find, after three times crossing the border, they finally arrested him. We've got all these drug mules. The fentanyl crisis is so out of control. One of the counties over in Pennsylvania has revoked its sanctuary status and saying, you know, you illegals, you don't come here anymore because you're bringing in all this fentanyl from all these labs set up in Mexico. And, you know, all kinds of criminals, MS-13 gang members, and we're seeing crime skyrocketing as a result.
Well, Mike, exactly. This is the criminal element that's been brought into this country under this bumbling buffoonery. This guy should be held for treason, Mike. Biden should be held for treason. I don't care if the CIA. I don't give a damn. My dad was alive, Mike. I'm telling you, my dad fought for this country. He went to Korea, and his brother went to World War II. I look at this country, how it's turned out. It's disgraceful. And this guy, this bumbling. And I'm Irish, Mike. I got half Irish in me. Okay, this guy's a dirty, dirty Irish. He's a dirty Irish imbecile. And how he got elected, stealing that election, was shameful that we have allowed this. Seriously. And, you know, the guy was talking about the resurrection, Mike, in the Capitol. The resurrection.
Yep.
Did they find one gun, Mike? Did one of those guys have one gun in that
insurrection,
Mike?
Insurrection.
Yeah. Was there one gun?
Well, no,
the
they claimed there was a bomb planted outside the Capitol building, but the security cameras that were focused on where that bomb was planted for some reason weren't working, and, you know, it was probably, you know, it's part of the stage managed. I mean, we know it was all a stage managed theater presentation to demonize Trump and anybody who supported him.
Exactly. And, you know, Mike, it's funny because, you know, it's funny, ironically, Pig Pelosi, you know, her, look at how that was staged with her husband. Now, they don't even want to talk about this guy anymore, the guy that was in hitting with the hammer. They never told you what the real story was. Why wasn't the real narrative brought out? Hey, this guy was having a homosexual love affair with this guy, or the guy's 80 years old, and Nancy wasn't doing it for him, so he went to this guy. I mean, what's going on here? This whole thing is a giant, filthy cabal. And I'm not just blaming Zog. Because you got like Mr. Revo, so sometimes he has a wonderful show, and he tell you, you got the Jesuits, you got a lot of nasty people in there, and they're really demonic. I mean, they're demonic, and we got the devil running this place, man. it's evil.
Yeah, we do. We absolutely do. And
evil.
You know, it's a combination of money and the relaxation
absolutely.
Of any kind of ethics or moral. The part of the liberal agenda is to make outrageous behavior the new normal, and so everybody starts acting outrageously.
Absolutely, Mike. And exactly. You know, one of the most outrageous things that ever happened in our lifetime, yours, mine, and everybody else's, is this COVID-19 nonsense. H1N1. What nonsense that was, like, given. And Mike, I'm telling you right now, Donald Trump never took the COVID shot. He took Regeneron, and so did that bumbling imbecile, Biden. They never took that shot. They took Regeneron, because I talked to many of people who took Regeneron. And everybody I was talking to say, hey, man, they took the Regeneron. They felt like they got 10 years younger. How come everybody I talked to, Mike, that should be documented. That should be well documented. Hey, everybody took a COVID, the Regeneron. They're feeling wonderful. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go take it pretty soon. I mean, I'm not going to take it for the COVID. I'm going to take it for, I guess it's like a fountain of youth or something. Well, you know. All we hear or heard about, COVID for 2 years. Mike, look what they did to our country for 2 years. Look at the kids in the school in the school system right now, Mike, are ruined for life. They're scarred for life, Mike. Kids are scarred for life. They didn't have graduation. My daughter got so lucky, Mike. She graduated right after this, my youngest daughter. And it was unbelievable the nonsense we have to go through, Mike. And, you know, nobody's being held accountable. And, you know, I hope Jim from New York calls, or Miles, or, you know, you, Mark, because they make great points. But even like Marco says, boycott, boycott, boycott. We got to start boycotting all these theme parks, all this nonsense. I canceled my DirecTV. I don't have DirecTV anymore. I told him, get it out of here. I told him, get rid of it. I don't want it. I don't want DirecTV. After what they're doing, Newsmax and all that, I don't need that nonsense. I mean,
we got
a bunch of dictators.
Good thing to do.
Yeah, we got 2% of the population telling them basically the 98% knows what to do, and that's got to cease and desist at all costs.
Well, the 98% are not listening anymore. And again, you know, I talk to people around here in this part of Indiana, they're not as fooled as the government would like to think they are. In fact, I'm really beginning to think that the government, is still convinced that the world is like what it was back in the 60s and 50s during the first Cold War, with a very trusting and naive population, and they're playing the game by the rules that worked back then. But this is a whole different world. It's a whole different population. We're more skeptical. We're more suspicious. We're more sophisticated in the ways of government and media. And I think as a result, the government is really out of touch with what Americans are really thinking, regarding what's going on.
Well, I totally agree, Mike. I totally agree. But absolutely, I mean, exactly. But, you know, Mike, I got an idea. I think Mr. DeSantis here in Florida, since your state of Indiana is giving away free college education and illegal aliens,
I was a little surprised to see that. I thought Governor Holcomb was a little more down to earth than that. Again, this whole open borders and everybody going everywhere else is being mandated from even above the nation state level, I think.
Yeah, but Mike, okay, exactly. But I know that's another thing, Mike, I'm perplexed about. Who's giving the order for, who is Biden actually taking orders from? Israel? Let's be serious. Who's telling?
Well, he's taking orders from anybody with money. He's taking orders from Israel. He's taking orders from major corporations in this country. He's taking orders from George Soros and Bill Gates and, these billionaires who think that having that kind of money entitles them to play with the planet and its people as their own personal toy.
Exactly, exactly. Perfectly put. You know, Mike, I'll let you go. I know you're not going to call, Mike. But you know what's really perplexing me? I'm still trying to figure out how this guy, how did Jill Biden go and kiss this guy on the lips like they were embracing, like they're having an affair, Kamala Harris's husband, Mike? You saw the video, correct?
Yeah, well, politics is rather incestuous. I mean, if you look at how Kamala Harris, rose to power in politics, giving wet, sloppy kisses is only the beginning of it.
Well, yeah, she was with Willie Brown, Mike. She was with Willie Brown.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're all aware of that.
I was aware of that, and, she had a reputation for being very friendly, shall we say. Okay.
No, they say she liked to go underneath. She went under the desk like Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah. She's got her own custom-made pair of knee pads, I guess.
Correct. But thank you for taking my call, Mike. And all I can say is we got to hope for the best. We prepare for the worst. And, Mike, I tell you, they're going after our guns. They're going after our mindset. And, Mike, none of the kids, let's think about this, Mike, and I'll leave you with this thought. None of the kids in high school could ever, Mike, read the Constitution of the United States of America as it currently is, unless it was in print.
You know, that's funny because when I was in school, we had to memorize the Declaration of Independence and we had to memorize, the preamble, at least the preamble to the Constitution.
Right, exactly.
And we definitely read it and understood it and because that was the law of the land.
That's correct.
Anyway.
But not anymore.
All right, well, all right, I'm going to let you go now, and apparently we had a glitch in our phone system, and we lost three callers. We had Apostle in New Jersey, Francis in North Carolina, and Rick in Arizona, and we dropped you, so please call back in, and we will get to you here. Meanwhile, we're going to go to Charlie in Florida. Hello, Charlie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I wanted to talk about Kevin McCarthy.
Okay, you're breaking up. You need to put your mouth closer to the microphone. Okay.
To Fox News.
Okay.
I don't think, these tapes he sent to Fox News, those belong to the people of the United States, not Fox News. I don't need Fox News going through and filtering out what I need to see on these tapes. He should have released these things.
That's what the January 6th committee's been doing all along, cherry-picking all of this stuff and showing you only what they wanted you to see to support their story. Now, Tucker Carlson, I'm sure, is going to basically, I mean, 41,000 hours. Do you want to sit and go through all of that yourself? I think Tucker Carlson is going to make a big issue, and he's going to show the videos. And in any event, the videos are also going to the January 6th defendants. This stuff is all going to come on out on the Internet at some point, probably, as that earlier caller said, you know, it's going to show up on BitChute, and you're going to have you're going to be able to look at it all you want.
Yeah, well, it needs to go to a database where everybody in the United States can access these things. I trust. I like Tucker Carlson, but those tapes belong to the people here in the United States, not Fox News, not Tucker Carlson.
Well, the tapes do belong
to the people. You understand what I'm saying, right?
Charlie, let me talk, okay? All right, my radio show. Yes, those tapes belong to the people of the United States. And what Kevin McCarthy has done is take those tapes away from the January 6th committee that was trying to keep them from the people of the United States of America, and he's put them out there for distribution. Now, lacking the resources to basically set up his own broadcast network, he handed them to Tucker Carlson, who I think is going to do a good job of finding the meat amidst all the chaff, to mix my metaphors here. And again, I'm sure all of this video will be made available at various independent media outlets. Okay, so thank you very much for that. And we're going to let you go, and we're going to switch to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I'm sure a lot of people are going to go through all that material. I'll be one of them. I don't mind watching a six-hour video.
Okay.
Time. Anyway, Tom was mentioned something about this fountain of youth. The fountain of youth is very simple. I mean, it's not a hard thing to understand. If you smoke cigarettes, quit. If you drink a lot of alcohol, quit. If you do a lot of drugs, quit. If you eat a lot of processed food, quit. It just, you know, everything in moderation.
Yeah, and avoid some of these modern medications that are causing more harm than good. That's
a hard lesson I learned. Yeah, well, that's a big one right there. And you've mentioned this before. Over on this side of the pond, we get these commercials about pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they're not allowed over in Europe.
No, there are only three countries that allow advertising for prescription medications on media, and the pharmaceutical companies use that ad revenue to control what the media says about their products. And so you're never going to see a negative story about the COVID vaccines on ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, and so forth and so on. They can't survive without that ad revenue.
And in those countries where they don't have that pharmaceutical ad revenue, you're going to see a healthier population.
Yes, you are, and more honest reporting on issues of health.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I had, Mike. I appreciate your time. I hope some of those other callers that were dropped call in. Thanks.
All right. Well, so far they haven't, and hopefully whatever caused them to get cut off is going to be fixed. But meanwhile, we're getting close to the end of the show, and I'm going to go back to doing some news here. Now, China has come on out accusing the United States of fanning the flames of war after the U.S. blamed China's support of Russia in its war against Ukraine. Now, Chinese Foreign Ministry Representative Wang Wenbin attempted to deflect the U.S. accusations of China possibly providing lethal aid to Russia. He mentioned that the U.S. defense industry was gaining from this conflict, comparing it to the war in Afghanistan. And he's certainly right about that. We're all being impoverished by paying high taxes and getting very little back for it. But the weapons manufacturers and those who profit from war, they are just rolling in the dough like crazy. Okay. Now, Taiwan is going to send at least 500 troops to the U.S. for combat training. And this has been done before, but usually just a few dozen at a time. Now they're going to send a group of 500 to the United States for training, mainly with the Army's 333rd Mechanized Infantry Brigade and the 542nd Armor Brigade. And So actually, those are the Taiwanese units who are going to be training with the United States. Meanwhile, the U.S. is sending more of their troops into Taiwan, boots on the ground, to act as trainers for the Taiwanese forces. I guess trainer is another variation on the word advisor, which those of us of Vietnam vintage remember was how the U.S. got troops into Vietnam past the awareness of the American people until we realized that the so-called advisors were just as busy shooting North Vietnamese as anybody else. Meanwhile, Xi Jinping is going to visit Moscow as China and Russia draw closer together. And obviously, China and Russia are realizing that united, they stand a much better chance of holding off the aggressions of the United States of America. And you know, the sides are being chosen. It's the U.S. and Europe against Russia and China, and the alliances of the apocalypse are forming on up. I guess we'll get team T-shirts or something like that here. And as part of his speech earlier this week, Vladimir Putin was basically talking about the conflict between East and West, and basically, he was very calm, collected. He wasn't angry. He wasn't pounding his shoe on the table like Khrushchev used to do. And he said, you know, Russia is an ancient, independent, and quite distinct civilization, sometimes following a path in concert with other civilizations, sometimes in divergence. Ukraine, part of Russian civilization, is now occupied by Western civilization, which Putin said has become hostile to Russia. And, of course, he made his comments regarding Western culture, such as drag queen story hour and LGBTQ in the schools. He does not want that for his people. And I certainly don't want it for our people, too. I mean, let kids be kids, okay? On that note, down in Australia, somebody had done a mural of a teddy bear figure in bondage gear, and it's already been defaced and painted over and left the slogan, "Leave our children alone." So, anyway. Meanwhile, China and Japan are holding their first security talks in 4 years. I don't know what's going to come from that, but at least they're talking. That's a good start. You know, maybe they're going to say, we should just, not go along with this idea of a U.S.-inspired war in the Western Pacific. Meanwhile, the U.S. has launched a third airstrike in Somalia this month. And we're down there in Africa as well. Yeah, it's already a world war. What can I tell you? Okay, let's see. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Peter Serafin is taking the microphone tonight. Please spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Please continue to donate and help us out during these very, very dark times. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.